just out of silliness or whatever. But yet and still, on the other hand, that can be dangerous to the point that a person is convicted and in all reality he's innocent. Mm-hmm. And he goes to electric chair.
Yeah, that's what what's that guy's name? Effley Bailey, you know, the big lawyer.
Mm-hmm.
That's his thing, it's capital punishment, because, you know, the guy's really innocent in the first place and they juice him.
There you go. You can't get his life back.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing that they can say, oh, we're so sorry. Hell, sorry ain't gonna bring the damn body back.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? And the person who actually committed the crime, he's walking scot-free. And see, and I can't be alone. I can't be on that. I can't. Because you find some, and I bet a lot of people in prison right now, there's the possibility that they're innocent.
Mm-hmm.
Of a lot of crimes that they've been convicted of. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. This death, whatever it is, it's an existence or what have you. And they decided to strap them down and give them some juice. Is that fair?
Well,
does justice have a conscience? The people who initiate justice, do they have a conscience? To them it's just a job. They're doing their job. Okay? Quote unquote. They're trying to uphold justice. Hey, justice can be just as wrong too when it comes down to a situation like that. Now I could be wrong, but this is my own personal feelings about it. And that's the only hang-up I have about it. And I bet you any amount of money will have more blanks going to the electric chair than you will whites. Now you watch it.
Oh, yeah. That's,
now you check it out.
That's already a fact.
All right. Because first, get rid of the nigger. Get rid of him. Juice him. Have they solved anything? No. They haven't solved not a damn thing. Nothing. If anything, you have created more anger. And more animosity and more hostility among them. So,
mm-hmm.
But if there's a way that you can actually capture the person who actually committed the crime, you know, severe crime or what have you, hey, yeah, he has to pay for his crime. He has to pay, you know. He's just like a child. A child does wrong, you reprimand. You don't have to pay for the wrong that he's done.
Mm-hmm.
But to me, I think that juicing up is kind of a little too too tough, too rough.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's the way that's the way I feel about it.
Yeah, well, supposedly it's like a deterrent to crime. Knowing that, you know, if I go out and blow this guy away, you know, I'm gonna get juiced.
All right, now look at it like this. Now there's a thin line between sane and insane. An individual can slip within seconds. And I'm quite sure you find some of the most intellectual people, the most educated people, some of these people that you would least suspect of ever pulling a gun on somebody. They have done so. These are supposed to be well-educated people that knows better than they're doing. Okay, our society nowadays, the expectation of it is so great, the demand is so great. And then we have inflation. Money scarce, jobs scarce. When an individual is pushed against the wall, because some of these obstacles that are